Hallelujah. With the final mandate. Amen. Hey, again, electricity runs on. Oh, shit.
Morning, everybody.
Jessica? Chairperson, there are members from the departments, colleagues from the department that is in the meeting, senior staff members from the department that is in the meeting. So at an appropriate moment, they will also convey ministers' words of encouragement and appreciation for the select committee that they have fast-tracked the process, and that the provinces, under very tight time frames, were able to come together and consolidate their mandate. But senior members from the department will later say something when called upon at a certain stage, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. Now, members, just to take you back, the Social Assistance Amendment Bill was referred to the committee on the 9th of June 2020. The department briefed the committee on the 25th of August 2020. All our provinces had briefings and public hearings on the bill. All provinces concluded their hearing, and then it was the processing negotiating mandate that happened last week, and today we are going to do the processing of the final mandate, and this is where we are now. So I would love to ask each member representing their province to read out loud the final mandate. And I'm going to start in alphabetical order. I'm going to start with the Eastern Cape.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning, honorable members in the department present here. I am Nonqaba Khonsiwe from the Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature, the Chairperson of Social Development Portfolio Committee. I am being mandated by the Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature. I am reading now the final mandate vote of the legislature. The Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature supports the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape Permanent Delegate to the NCOP to vote in favor of the adoption of the bill. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of the Eastern Cape. We are moving to Free State. Yes, you are a member, Julius.
No, thanks, Chairperson. Please just know that there's a network connection here at the park. But however, the Free State legislature votes in favor of the bill. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, member. We're moving to Gauteng. Member Bahari.
And the members, I was not sure if I'm the only one from Gauteng. I thought there would be someone else from the legislature as well. But Chairperson, shortly and briefly, Gauteng is in support of the bill, and we support it and we want it to move forward as soon as possible. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Member Baha. We're moving to KZN.
Chairperson, am I the only one from KZN?
Yes, Member Lutulia, I think so.
All right. Thank you and greetings to everyone. The KwaZulu-Natal legislature met yesterday on the 13th of October 2020 and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the National Council of Provinces to support the Social Assistance Amendment Bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Letuli. Can we move to Mpumalanga?
Thank you, Chair President. Good morning to all members and the department. As mandated by Mpumalanga legislator, that we are voting in favor of this bill.
Thank you, Member Maleka. Can we move to the Northern Cape?
Sorry, Chairperson, excuse me, Chair, we've missed on Limpopo.
Oh, sorry. Limpopo, Member Chabale.
Yes.
because I'm going to read this thing from the phone. Let me do this again. Yeah, thanks, Chairperson. The Portfolio Committee in the Mpopo having considered and supported the bill by the Select Committee on Health and Social Services, recommends to this House to confer a final mandate to the NCU permanent delegate to support the bill as agreed upon by the Select Committee and to vote in favor of the bill to be passed into law. So Limpopo Chairperson supports the bill.
Thank you, Member Chabaleng. Let's move to the Northern Cape. Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to all colleagues. Chairperson, the Northern Cape Provincial Legislature votes in favor of the Social Amendment Bill. Thank you very much. Thank you, Member Christian. Northwest. Member Lee.
Chairperson. Bokoni Prima, vote in favor of the bill. Kalebaka. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Lee. And then finally, the Western Cape. The Western Cape Provincial Parliament confers on the Western Cape's delegation in the National Council of Provinces the authority to support the bill signed by the Speaker of the Western Cape on the 13th of October 2020. So, thank you very much to all provinces, chairpersons and committees in the different provinces for the final mandate. We received the final mandate from all provinces. I will now call for the vote on the bill. I will start with the Eastern Cape.
The Eastern Cape votes for the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. The Free State. Member Chubi, are you still here?
The state is in favor, honorable chairperson.
Thank you. Gauteng.
I'm audio.
Yes, I did hear. I did hear you, Mem Chubi.
How can vote in favor of the new chairperson? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Member Baha Limpopo.
Chairperson.
Member Chubi, we did get your vote. I know you're struggling with your network. Member Limpopo, Chabaleng.
Most people fix in the house here. Chairperson Limpopo supports the bill. We vote
thank
in
you. Thank so you, Chabaleng. Member Kumalanga. Thank you, Member Maleka. We're moving to the Northern Cape.
Northern Cape supports the Social Assistance Amendment Bill.
Thank you, Member Christian. Northwest.
Northwest votes in favor, Chair.
Thank you, Lee. Western Cape votes in favor of the bill. Thank you very much, Member.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Did you forget?
Did I forget you? Hey, Member Letuli, did I forget? Okay, so KZN votes in favor.
Thank you,
Member Letuli. Okay. Thank you to all provinces for the vote. I will now call on our legal advisors, the department, and the state law advisors to make an input. Thank you. Let's start with the legal advisors of Parliament.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you. On our side, Chairperson, we have no further input on the matter. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The department.
Good morning, Honourable Chairperson. Sorry, our legal advisor from the department not present, but we don't have further input as well.
Thank you very much. State law advisors, if you're on the platform.
Thank you, Chair. Morning, Chair.
Morning.
This is Sam Makabeni from the state law advisor. We don't have any input from our side as well, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It is now my privilege to inform the committee that the bill has been finalized. With the conclusion of this meeting, the bill has conformed to the 6-week cycle. At the scheduled plenary of the House, it will be adopted, the House will adopt the report, then it will be off to the President for assent. Thank you to every single person for making sure that we kept within our time frame. And thank you also to all the provinces for the hard work during the trying times and all members of the Select Committee, and also to the department and the legal advice for your part that was played within finalizing this bill. If
the Excuse me, Chairperson. Yes. Can you please read out the report aloud? Thank you, Chair.
Let me go there. If the Minister is not on the platform yet, after I read the report, I can ask them for one of the senior officials from the department to give a word on behalf of the Minister. The report of the Select Committee of Health and Health and Social Services and the Social Assistance Amendment Bill B8B of 2018, National Assembly, Section 76, dated 14th October 2020. The Select Committee on Health and Social Services, having considered the subject of the Social Assistance Amendment Bill, referred to it, B8B of 2018, National Assembly, Section 76, referred to it, report that it has agreed to the bill. Report to be considered. I thank you. Okay, can I just ask one of the senior officials of the department to say a word on behalf of the Minister?
Sorry, Chair. Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. I guess I'm the most senior official at the moment. Our PDG is also just in the Portfolio Committee, which is running at the same time. I think on behalf of the Minister, we'd really just like to thank the Select Committee for dealing with this bill in the speedily fashion that they have done, as you mentioned, within a 6-week cycle. All provincial legislatures were able to thoroughly process the bill and have public hearings. Some invited us to these public hearings, and these were very, very useful as well to get comments not only on the bill but also on service delivery, as well as on additional amendments that we can consider in the future that will make the lives of people easier, especially as they try to access grants. We were also able to share a bit as well on our own services. And so we just like to thank the committee, all the provincial legislatures, for their support of this bill. Thanks, Honourable Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Van Vrede. From my side also to the department, thank you for the role that you played and to assist the legislature committees to make sure that the public participation process did happen, and for all the inputs that we received from the public. And let me say that committee members from the legislature, if the President signs this bill, it will mean the life of poorest of the poor will really be affected in a very positive way. Let me then also take the opportunity and thank everybody for attending this meeting. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Hola, hola, Chairperson.
Hola, hola.